Last week, we examined the first two of Paul's teachings, and today we will do three more. 3. Justification. Wikipedia defines justification as follows. Justification is God's righteous act of removing the guilt and penalty of sin, while at the same time declaring the ungodly to be righteous through faith in Christ's atoning sacrifice. In other words, because we are sinners and deserve to be punished by God, in fact to die because of what we've done, God sent Jesus to take our place, to take the punishment for us by dying on the cross. When we accept Him as our Savior and Lord, we are declared innocent and righteous. His blood covered our sin. What an amazing God! 4. Grace. The website gotquestions.org says this about grace. Grace is a constant theme in the Bible, and it culminates in the New Testament with the coming of Jesus, John 1:17. The word translated grace in the New Testament comes from the Greek word charis, which means favor, blessing, or kindness. We can all extend grace to others, but when the word grace is used in connection with God, it takes on a more powerful meaning. Grace is God choosing to bless us rather than curse us as our sin deserves. It is His benevolence to the undeserving. In short, it is God's unmerited favor towards sinners. 5. Faith. Hebrews 11:1 defines faith as follows. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And again, gotquestions.org explains this. Simply put, the biblical definition of faith is trusting in something you cannot explicitly prove. This definition of faith contains two aspects: intellectual assent and trust. Intellectual assent is believing something to be true. Trust is actually relying on the fact that that something is true. A chair is often used to help illustrate this. Intellectual assent is recognizing that a chair is a chair and agreeing that it is designed to support a person who sits on it. Trust is actually sitting in the chair. Dear facilitator, your students must learn all 5 of these teachings, but they only need to explain 3 in order to pass this outcome.